What's up, everybody? This is the Monday Mass. I'm Chris Cote.
Hi.
Who are you?
I'm Todd.
And hi, Todd. I'm Todd here. Richards.
I'm here with information.
Give you a little bio on Todd Richards. This guy is a bona fide legend.
It's not my first time
in the snow world. I was there when he got the Legend Award. Made a speech and everything. It was great. People were clapping. I mean, those were good times. What have you been up to since then?
That was
how many years? That was 2 years ago.
That was BP before pandemic.
That's right. When there was things to do.
Stuff.
Yes. Todd and I are very happy to say, I think this is one of the first times ever that we're both coming in here super sunburnt and rashed up.
I'm peeling.
And close to being surfed out the last 5 days.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
And for a holiday weekend, and I thought everyone from Orange County and Newport and LA, and they were all going to come here, and they were all going to be all everywhere.
All crawling on, crawling all over
you. Be like
you.
An ants at a picnic.
Most uncrowded 4th of July I've had in a decade.
There was nobody here.
Insanity.
Mm-hmm. And great. The waves, all time, up and down the California coast.
So needless to say, we're happy. We don't. We've been out in the water. We've been with our friends and family, socially responsible, of course. Right. So we don't have a lot of news to talk about, but we have good stuff to talk about. We're going to talk about 4th of July weekend. We're going to talk about Elliot Sloan, who made big moves after appearing on the Monday Mass, like an hour after. Mm-hmm. A Jankum art auction, Tony Hawk Foundation stuff, the Warble. We got some dating news from the Red Tomato.
Swimming lessons with Bruce Irons.
Yeah, we got Todd's guy.
Who?
Yay.
What?
President Yay.
Oh, Yeezy.
President Yeet. I thought Yeet was peeing on someone, but that is
Skeet.
Skeet.
No, but Skeet's taking a number three on somebody.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought that was scat.
I thought scat was like turds from like an animal.
Scat, if you're scatologically curious, means you
like
don't
poop?
Know. Yeah, it's like you might want to get someone doing that onto you, but you just don't. You're
scat's
curious about it.
Scat's a thing.
Yeah,
it's like a real thing.
Yeah, it's feces.
Right.
So I think it's human. It's rodent. It's whatever.
So
scat
when
you
play,
want
when you play Scattergories,
right?
How do you play it?
I get a bunch of friends together,
and you put
nude, and
you put shit on the table, and you have to identify the animal which the shit comes from.
Yeah.
Right.
Nude.
Yeah.
You do it with clothes on. Well. We weren't going to talk about that on today's Monday Mass, but
we don't have a lot to talk about, so it could be, there could be a lot of this.
We can talk about sponsors.
All right.
Like Adventure.io. The Adventure.io app is starting to light up with adventures. Almost had one booked for this week, but it's still just a little challenging timing-wise.
It's pandemonium.
But it's all coming back, folks. It is all coming back. And we cannot wait to get our first adventure back under our belts. I mean, not... not like we're not like inviting you under our belts for an event. You know what I'm saying?
You can't.
It's a
can't
fragment of
just
speech.
Think you're gonna come here and you're gonna use our body like Six Flags.
No, but you can come hang out. We can go on e-bike rides. We can have a good time. Adventure.io. Get the app. K2 Snowboarding. Longtime friends and family of the Monday Mass. Some of the best boards in the biz. And we'll be talking a little bit more about K2 and snow news because we love them. Panic and Coffee and Tea. It's a little hot for coffee and tea.
Not
right
an
now.
Iced coffee.
Exactly. And they have the best iced coffee. How many iced coffees have you had today, Todd?
Just one. I just finished it.
Just one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I had two hot coffees early this morning, and I put NanoCraft CBD daytime in those hot coffees.
Oh, speaking of NanoCraft CBD, we need to call homeboy.
We need more.
I'm out of my evening.
Okay. All right. We got more. I have been guzzling NanoCraft through this week because I've been surfing so much.
It helps.
It really does. Do you have the energy powder post?
I do. I need some more of that, too.
All right. Well, we got a shipment on the way.
Sweet.
YouOnline.com. Chemistry surfboards have been coming in handy these last couple
of
days.
I saw that someone took a photo of Jason Bennett, the shaping mastermind behind chemistry, the other day getting shackadiliacked.
Come on.
In Oceanside. I think it was... It was San Diego Surf Photos. Ashley, who used to live by Beacons, but now she lives in Oceanside.
Oh, she made the move up north.
She shoots photos, yes.
You know what? I do have something great in skate news, but I'm going to surprise you with it when we get there.
All right.
Super 73 electric bikes. They are flying like hotcakes.
I know.
It's almost like we don't even have to tell you about them because you already know because you've seen them on our Instagram.
There's a lot of them out there on the roads.
Yeah, they're getting more prevalent.
Have you seen a
black one with a Misfit sticker?
What?
I saw a black one with a Misfit sticker. It's cool to see them in the wild because you and I, Todd, were the first people in town to have them, and now they're spreading.
Have you seen the the XRs? Someone's got an XR in town.
No.
Yeah, I think she works at St. Archer, actually.
No way.
And it's so sick. Dude. She has the it's gray with green highlights, and it's got the mid shock and the front shock. It's sick, dude.
Oh,
I feel like
I want that.
I feel like we need to upgrade.
Yeah, I think it's ready. I think it's ready for us to upgrade. I think we deserve an upgrade. And
who else do we have responses? Oh, you know what? Listen, New Greens.
Oh yeah.
If you enter MASS20. You get 20% off, and if you're not helping to keep your immune system up right now, don't even talk to me or breathe near me.
Yeah.
Because that's that. So
that's that.
New Greens, when you go to checkout, you can enter MASS20 and get 20% off.
Speaking of money off and underpants on, Beneath Apparel, BN3TH, at BN3TH on the gram, use the code MONDAY, and you're going to get a discount, and you're going to... So it's hot, right? It's summer. Some places, are East Coast is probably really humid and muggy. Over here, it's just straight up hot.
Do we call it muggy here?
Sometimes, if it's moist. And buggy. If you want to battle the moisture from your undercarriage, if you want to be comfortable, beneath, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at your face and you look comfortable.
I'm comfortable. You know,
you're sunburnt,
but
you're comfortable.
You know, like when you get those, like... food and they come with those little silica packs.
Yes.
You can just put a lot of those in your underwear.
I mean, I have the Beneath underpants, and then I also use some Burt's Bees powder on special days when I feel like the bat wing is gonna strike.
If you use too much though, you kind of like end up with like
paste.
Plaster of Paris.
Well, I also want to make a mold of my
So you can make plaster in your pants.
We had a couple friends over for dinner, and we came up with a new invention.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe Beneath can help us with it. But it was coined by a friend, and also my girlfriend was in on this concept. Mm-hmm. It's called Walk-A-Mole.
Mm.
Okay, so what you do is there's a special bags, and you put your Walk-A-Mole ingredients in, but it's W-A-L-K. A mole, and what you do is you put the bags in your underpants.
And you're making mole sauce?
And you walk to the party. So by the time you get to the party, you don't just have salsa, sliced up avocado, salt and pepper, lemon, lime.
It's all squished together.
You've made guacamole. Are you in? Can I come to your party? bring the dip.
I perfected my margarita recipe this weekend.
Really?
Yes.
What is it?
It goes, it's Devin, my buddy Devin owns New Greens.
Right.
He coined it the Halle Berry. It's you take jalapeno and strawberry and cilantro.
Cilantro.
You have to muddle it.
Oh.
You know muddling it?
You could probably use the guacamole bag and put it between your legs. The friction is really...
But you don't want a hot marg.
That's, yeah. I'm going to have to go back to the drawing board in that one.
Anyway, I'd just like to tell you that I perfected the margarita recipe.
All right. Well, can you make me a virgin one?
The Halle Berry. Yes.
Perfect.
Totally.
All right. Well, let's move on then.
All right. Go.
Surf News is brought to you by Chemistry Surfboards. Todd, what board are you riding right now?
Flashpoint.
Flashpoint.
And then the Holiday.
For good waves.
And then the Holiday.
Okay.
Holiday is my twin.
We were talking about Grovelers last week. But now we're talking about like good wave boards. But this proper good
wave. I ride my Flashpoint in shitty waves too.
Flashpoint. Love it. LA County beaches were closed for the 4th of July weekend.
Yeah, right they were. Did you see the Malibu cam?
And we thought down here in San Diego we were going to get inundated. And I wasn't one of those people that took to social media to tell people not to come because it's a free country.
Right.
And this is a beautiful place. Why wouldn't you want to come here? But it didn't happen. There wasn't a mass exodus. People stayed home, and they surfed their asses off, and they lit fireworks like the world was
going to end. It was World War III.
The footage from I believe the footage from the top of the hill looking down at L.A. Mm-hmm. proper was insane.
Just like boom, 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 snap.
I was looking to see if it was Photoshop or something, mm-hmm. but it wasn't.
There were so many dogs just peeing on the floor.
Yeah, I saw a lot of posts saying people like, "Stop it!
My dog hates you."
Like if you have a lighter and a firework and you just look at your phone and like, "Oh no." I like a happy meal. I mean, it's one day a year. I get it. Dogs hate it. It looks cool.
Mm-hmm.
Someone in my area had some crazy ones. We had it. I mean, it was on our street. The whole town, even down here, the whole town.
Just boomity crack, going crack, nuts. Kaboom.
But to your point, the Trestles cam, the Malibu cam, all these places, all right, the waves were firing crowded.
It was crowded. And I watched on Sunday. No, wait. What was the big day?
Saturday.
So Saturday I surfed in the morning. It wasn't really that good when I surfed down here. So I went home and I have like the Malibu cam was queued up. I think it was like the featured surf cam of the day on Surfline or something like that.
Yes.
So I just kind of get sucked in and I was watching the Malibu cam. I mean, obviously Malibu can be a really fun wave. Dude, how the fuck?
For a right.
But like I don't understand like the whole thing that goes on there. Like if you were like Rip. Okay, you could be like four turns in and like obviously like ripping. And like five dudes will just go on you like no problem.
Yeah.
Like there's no problem.
I haven't surfed there. I think it's I would say probably over half the people there are just surfing there just to say that they surfed Malibu.
But then there's like the Marshall brothers who like surf there and like rip. Like how, like do they just freaking
they just go.
Go well, probably. Of course. But like there's people that that look like they're ripping. And usually it's like people ripping on fishes kind of more towards on the inside of the cove. But, you know, like I said, they could be like four hooks in and like.
Well, that's what Snapper Rocks is like. That's what
a lot of. Is it really like that?
Oh, my gosh. Snapper Rocks? Unless you're Joel Parkinson, Mick Fanning, and Steph Gilmore.
So just people are just caving. They're just caving sections in on you the whole time.
Yeah. There's no. There's blinders on.
That really sucks.
I mean, I would say, like, in watching the footage from Lowers, it's, I think it's everyone out at Lowers when it gets really cooking is good.
But, like good Lowers, surfers. Lowers, like, a bunch of people will drop in, but usually they'll assess the dude that's coming down the line.
Like, this guy's going to fall.
And they'll kick out. But it doesn't, Malibu doesn't seem like anyone kicks out. Like, you could be fucking horrible. And you're just, like, freight training down the line. And then people are getting passed, and like, I don't know.
It's been like that since the 60s, right?
I know.
But why do you think Mickey Dora used to shoot his board at people and like throw people off their boards?
I would fucking lose my marbles.
I'll go left, personally.
Anyway.
I'll go left.
So yeah, it was pumping everywhere. Like, and that wave, I know like it's, when it's bigger, it gets real good. It does look kind of slow though.
Yeah. I mean,
it's probably super fun.
I'm interested, but I'm not going to go. I'd like to be invited to the party, but I'm not going to the party.
But
same with Lowers.
I also heard that
Zuma
was really good. Were people getting fined? I know people got kicked out of
people
the
people were
the,
talking about getting
the
fined.
Wedge.
They couldn't park. The rules are very obscure right now. It's kind of hard to figure out what's really going on. All I know is that it was the mellowest 4th of July, at least on the beach, I've seen in ages.
And dude, the surf forecast great. For like the next week, it doesn't, like we're good for like a while.
I just surfed right now. I did two of the best turns I've done probably in
I'm fried. I think today was the best day of the whole swell.
I think so too. Low key, there was no one out either. Yeah. Bam.
Fried.
So you talked about getting sucked into Surfline. Do you pay for premium?
Here's something really funny. Like I haven't given
Look around. They can't
Surfline,
see you.
Surfline
they don't
listening?
Listen. No.
I haven't given Surfline a new credit card in like 20 years.
Really?
I don't know how I'm still get premium.
Wow.
And I've gone like through different credit cards.
This is like a five credit cards ago?
Yeah, like five credit cards ago.
Well, don't say.
Did you?
Should I delete that? But I'm going to edit that out.
I know that Surfline just went up.
Yeah,
price, so and they didn't tell anybody.
People were kind of tripping. Mm-hmm. Beach Grit did a story on this, of course. They love stories like this. So it was $69 for the year for premium out of nowhere. Well, I don't know because I'm like you. I have a secondhand code. Are we going to get kicked off Surfline Premium for this?
I don't think I ever got a code, though.
So it jumped from 69 to 99 a year.
99?
Yeah. Some people are saying that they weren't warned, and it happened over the 4th of July weekend. So you're not looking at your computer. You're not looking at your phone and stuff.
Right.
Well, maybe you are, but I'm not calling them out on it. I'm just curious. Do you know anything about that?
No.
Well, it happened.
So what do you think happens now? If they don't tell you about that kind of stuff.
I think you could probably call and just cancel if you want, or you can just pay the extra 20.
Or do they make it like Comcast, where it's fucking impossible for you to cancel your subscription?
Honestly, I keep subscribing to things on my TV. I have no idea what's going on.
I accidentally subscribed to YouTube Premium.
I have that. That's a great subscription.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
It doesn't do anything.
No commercials.
Yeah, but like, it's like 30 seconds of your life, and you got to pay $10 a month.
I like YouTube Premium. And when you put stuff up, I don't know.
I don't know.
Coco Ho kills Waco. Did you see the footage of Coco Ho blasting?
She did some big
front threes.
Reverses.
Sick. Did you see Nathan and John Florence play a game of skate on the surfboards?
Yeah, and Airtime Nate is kind of coming correct. He's doing flips.
Yeah. Airtime Nate's got the flips. John had one mean five.
I'm telling, hey, this is my thing is, Ivan is the silent killer.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's the one with all the...
They say he's the most stylish of them all and the most powerful.
He is, and his ollies are insane.
Yep.
And he just rolls in and gets the job done.
He, to me, looks like a kind of a mix of... like, he's got some Nathan Fletcher in him.
Yeah, and Grayson, too.
Yeah, he's got like kind of that wider stance, and you can tell when he's going up for an air, it's fully skate style, mm-hmm. and he bolts.
He does
proper.
Everything.
Yeah.
Freaking does it all.
I'm there. I'm right there with you. I'm taking a note because we're talking about Ivan. There you go. Yeah. The surf news is hopefully you've been surfing.
Let's talk about Bruce.
Oh, my gosh.
Dude.
There's a Bruce Irons video that came out of nowhere. It's Point Break, The Next Generation, however long that was ago.
I don't know.
I mean...
It's a GoPro video.
So basically, Bruce Irons was filming for Point Break 2.
Okay.
Right?
The movie.
New one is called Point Break 2 or just Point Break?
Point Break.
Point Break. And he was holding a red camera,
mm-hmm.
got whipped in behind Ramona or someone at Gnarly.
Big chops.
Chopo. And he got flogged. And this is the first time I've ever seen this GoPro footage. It was pretty gnarly.
Like, he was underwater for like a long time.
As I'm watching it, actually, you know what? Let me just pull it up and I can play you the audio because it's pretty radical.
It's
and let's
if you guys want to play,
let's play the hold breath game.
You guys can play along and hold your breath. So the easiest way to play this game is to jump off of your roof.
Okay,
onto your yard, and then your friends come over and kick you while you're holding your breath.
We're gonna tell you when to hold your breath. You're holding onto the rope. You're in the barrel. All right, start holding your breath in 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, now you're holding your breath. But
you're getting ragdolled.
This is when your friends are punching you.
They're throwing washing machines at you.
Yeah.
You're still under. Hopefully, you're still holding your breath. Yep. You just bounced off the reef twice.
You're getting punched.
Yeah, you're still under. This is Bruce Irons underwater, still. Still under.
Punched.
And
there's the second wave.
Yeah, we're still underwater. It's dark.
That was the second wave just detonated.
How long
on
is
you.
This?
Still going.
This is like 40 seconds. We're up. We're up. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
40,
do it.
40 seconds isn't that long. But
40 seconds
I mean,
is pretty long when you're underwater getting flogged.
I've
like
been
that.
Underwater,
Bruce Irons is
underwater for like
beast.
15 seconds and thought I was going to die before.
I almost passed out holding my breath watching that video. So any other surf news?
I don't want to do what he did. That's a different.
I don't want to do what he did.
That's a different sport.
All right, I got a special guest coming in for skate news.
For real?
Yeah.
Andrew Cannon?
Nope. But Andrew Cannon has been on a beast mode lately.
7:45 a.m. in the morning, Andrew Cannon destroying an Arizona park.
You're not supposed to be doing tricks that early.
Who are you calling? Blair Alley?
Nope. Hopefully he answers.
Micah Mattson?
This is one of the... Lee DuPont? This is a vert... One of the vert goats.
Tommy Hawk?
Nope.
Mike McGill?
Nope.
Call has been forwarded Steve to Schneer. An automatic
No, he's dead.
We're gonna come back to that. So, Todd, last week you set up an interview with Elliot Sloan.
Yep.
Tony Hawk must have been listening.
Beat that.
Because literally 25, 30 minutes after appearing on the Monday Mass, Elliot Sloan is the newest pro for Birdhouse.
Which is weird because...
I think Tony was just waiting for him to do one more good thing, you know. But that's the ramp weird. Skating and all that is good, but when it's you come weird. On the mass...
Do you think that... Okay, so do you think Elliot's in Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2 redo?
Reboot?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so, but yeah, maybe.
Maybe. I mean, now that he's pro.
I think they only brought in like 4 or 5 extra people.
Hmm.
But you know all those secret characters?
Hey, that demo's out, I believe.
On PS4?
I think so.
I'm buying a PS4 for my kid.
I think the demo
next week
for the warehouse. Remember, like the
yes,
the demo might be out for that.
Do you think? So my kids spend all their allowance on Fortnite skins and emotes and all that shit.
God.
Which is fine because they don't bring. You know, it's like usually it used to be like plastic, and now it's like whatever dances that they're buying. So. I wonder if you're going to be able to buy upgrades in the Tony Hawk
for sure.
game.
That's the whole... That's the new...
In-app purchases.
Yeah, that's the new way to get money.
We're in Skate News by Adventure.io, by the way.
Yeah.
Adventure.io. If you want to see Elliot Sloan up close and personal, and get his autograph and hang out in his backyard, you can do that through Adventure.io.
We're dipping our toes into nerd news, though.
That's right. My guest, I'm going to call him in a couple minutes. Colin McKay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
no
he
way.
Said. He said, "Call him."
Oh shit!
Call him McKay. That's call pretty, him Colin McKay.
That's sick.
Well, we'll see. You never know with us.
He's been skating a bunch.
I've been flagged.
You've been flagged
by I don't know who. Vans Limited and Sci-Fi Fantasy have a whole rad stuff.
What's Sci-Fi Fantasy, by the way?
Sci-Fi Fantasy is Jerry Sue's company.
Okay.
It's a skateboard company.
Mm-hmm.
They make boards. And hats. Wait, clothing?
Well, what's the dude's name who disses your shit when you send him your clips? On Instagram.
Oh my god.
Yeah, you know I'm talking about.
Yeah. Damn.
He's like really well
We're
read.
We're just like Surf Brain right now. Huh?
I always find
this is Surf Brain.
Anyway, but he always has Sci-Fi Fantasy shit on. And I never, I didn't
It's
really
very
know
cool. So Vans and Sci-Fi Fantasy have taken it upon themselves to go for it and do an incredible capsule collection.
Okay.
You've got jerseys. You got a bunch of different shoes, a Skate High Pro with a retro colorway, an old school pro, true blue and green.
Mm-hmm.
And they say Sci-Fi Fantasy on the back. It's these are kind of like the hottest skate shoe collab on the market right now.
Did you happen to order any of those shoes to support the skate shops?
I did, and I posted about it.
I ordered the deluxe SF ones that had the pigeon on them.
Yeah.
Still haven't gotten them yet.
Well, you did your part.
I did my part.
They're coming.
I hope so.
You can trust Vans always.
I trust Vans.
Jankum, speaking of raising money, Jankum, one of our favorite skate websites, has been... they got... One of their filmers put together a list of some incredible skaters. Nora Vasconcelos, Jason Dill,
she has
Stefan
a new towel,
Janowski,
by the way.
Alexis Sabloni, Brian Lottie. 16 of our favorite skate artists. They've offered original works to be auctioned off to the public. 100% of the proceeds going to the Breonna Taylor family GoFundMe.
Awesome.
Go to jankum.com. Check out some of this art. I mean, where else are you going to get a Brian Lottie art piece?
That's pretty crazy.
You know, that right there is awesome.
OG Planet
Thank you,
Earth
Jacob, as always, for doing that.
/ H Street.
Did you watch DC Domino?
No.
Skate video?
Uh-uh.
Really good. In Tony Hawk news.
More? There's more
mention
Tony Hawk
Tony
news?
You got to mention Tony Hawk in every episode. All right. Tony Hawk Foundation has announced it's changing his name, but not the focus. The Tony Hawk Foundation is now called the Skate Park Project.
Oh, that's cool.
Which tells me that Tony Hawk is He's obviously he's going to stay involved, but now he's opening it up to where it's not just the Tony Hawk Foundation, it's the Skate Park Project.
Okay.
And what they do is build skate parks in towns and cities that don't have them.
I like that. And they've all, I mean, Tony Hawk's Foundation were finding, you know, to find money to make these great additions. And they're all really well thought out skate parks.
Yeah,
there hasn't been
parks.
Like a Hawk Foundation park that's been like a pile of poo.
No, if the skate park project puts its name on your park, it's going to be a good park. So that's pretty cool. And I got to say, Todd and I were huge. We have man crushes on Man Ramp.
Man Ramp. It's the hypest of the hype shit.
Still right blowing our minds. And the Man Ramp, the home of Man Ramp is the Warble. Now the Warble has raised $3,750+ for three charities, including the Harold Hunter Foundation, the NAACP, and Fro Skate. This is just a tiny, homey skate company that is literally putting their money where their mouth is, raising money for these foundations. And it's cool. They posted on their Instagrams the receipts of the donations.
Mm-hmm.
So if you bought something from the Warble in the past 5 or 6 months, some of your funds went to these great foundations, which is pretty awesome. Let me try to call our...
Do you have any skate tattoos, Chris?
I don't. I've thought about it.
If you were going to get one logo tattooed on you, what do you think you could get away with?
I think just like a cartoonish looking skateboard would be
so
fun.
Oh, there he is.
Hello?
Colin McKay, Chris Cote, and Todd Richards here on the Monday Mass Podcast.
Yo, what's happening, guys?
What's up, Colin? How are you?
What up, Todd?
Hi.
Hey, Colin. So
yeah.
We saw a couple months ago, we started to see some flashes of that Colin McKay brilliance that we love so much. And then through the Tony Hawk NBD project on the Masterclass, we saw two tricks go down. Unbelievable. Colin, how did this happen? You just jumped on your board after, you know, not that you weren't skating, but weren't filming, and you know, you weren't out there putting yourself, you know, in the bright lights of the big city. And then you just come back and you drop these hammers. And you got us freaking out. What is going on?
It's the mini ramp, isn't it?
Well, I truly wasn't skating. I was doing other stuff we can get into another time. But after quarantine, everything was closed for a few months. And then I got a text from Tony saying, hey, we're doing a best trick contest. This was on a Friday. And he was like, it's on Wednesday that you would skate. And I hit him back like, oh, hey, bro, like, I don't know. I'm not really on the level to be doing a best trick contest right now. It's been a little bit since, you know, because you're right. I was skating some vert and skating period before quarantine. And then I just thought about it and I was just like, man, I cannot not enter a best trick contest. No matter what happens, really doesn't matter. It's really the action of getting out there and just trying, you know. And so I was like, yeah, let's do it. And so I got serious, real serious in my head. And fortunately, when I went, lockdown happened, what I said with my lady is like, hey, why don't we try getting in like the best possible shape we can and expand not only our minds, but like, you know, get in really good shape and feel good about this. Because I sensed that if we're locked down for a few months, we could get seriously depressed if we let ourselves get out of shape. This whole quarantine thing could take us down. So fortunately, I was in like, you know, as good a shape as I might have been at my last best trick contest. And so I just had to mentally wrap my head around, you know, taking my skating from at about a 3 where it was hovering and try to just wrap my head around like, okay, like we have to bring out like sort of more towards 7-8 type level for myself. And so it was called the NBD contest, but those tricks I have done before. I'm not sure anyone else had done them before, but the last time I did that cab flip over a channel, I think was at the U.S. Open in like Huntington when I was about 20, like 20 years ago, straight 20 years.
Wow.
And so, yeah, I did a big spin over the channel, which that trick, you know, I knew I could do. The last time I did that was on this ramp in France about 10 years ago. But that one I knew I could do. The front cab flip, wasn't sure I could do that. And then Tony's ramp, the sketchy thing is that ramp is really slippery, as we saw with Sky Brown a couple of days after.
Oh, my, yeah.
Yeah.
And so, like, you know, the big spin was relatively easy. It was funny to me, though. I was laughing to myself because the big thing about getting to that level is having the confidence to say, like, I'm standing up on this, you know, and when you're skating all the time, you have a pretty good idea what's going to happen, right? But given my lack of practice at the time, you know, I knew in my head, like, okay, like, this is how it happens. You just have to stand up and believe. Except because I hadn't been skating, I had to go in there and say, okay, just stand up, and not knowing what was going to happen, you know what I mean? And so a few of the tries, I'm just saying, yep, just stand up. That's how you used to do it, right? You just stand up and believe. And my trucks were, like, banging off the coping, and here I'm trying to stand straight up, and I literally was laughing to myself, like, man, this is crazy. You're just out of control, just standing up. But at the same time, it felt really, really good because I hadn't approached something with that sort of commitment in a long time. And that's how you do it and what you do. And just being back in that headspace where it was like, you know, the land or slam mentality, I'm either going to be sweet or I'm going to hurt myself or something like that. That was really fun headspace to be in, you know? And so right away I did that big spin, and then I had all the time in the world to do, well, not all the time, but I had about 45 minutes to do that cab flip. But I was just in a great headspace. And as both you guys know, like, when you're feeling good, things just happen, you know what I mean? Yeah. When you're stressing. But after I did the big spin, I mean, for me, it was like, wow, my dream would be just to land some trick and just be a part of this, more so than just going in it and not landing anything. So once I landed one trick, I just had zero stress, zero pressure, and it was fun. And then that second trick actually happened, the cab flip, with like 1 minute to go. So then it was just like, man, it was a wonderful feeling, man. I just felt blessed that day. It was part luck, part commitment. I don't know. It was awesome.
And how did, I mean, in watching, so I was, we were, Todd and I were freaking out when we saw both those tricks, but then the aftershocks of just so many people on Instagram, like, showing you love, reposting that trick over and over and over and voting for it, like, that must have felt pretty good to get that level of appreciation. I mean, there was 25 skaters doing crazy tricks, but from what I saw, and maybe just because I'm a huge Colin McKay fan, is I saw your tricks being talked about more so than any other tricks in that contest.
I guess, yeah,
that was,
man,
that was,
I mean,
a statement.
That,
just, that was not a question.
I mean, it just warmed my heart to the hugest degree, and made all of the work that I put in for the last, you know, year and a half of getting back to a place to be able to do this so worthwhile. You know what I mean? And I was just, like, overwhelmed with it. And, you know, before the contest, you know, I said to my girl, like, the win for me is if I'm in this contest. Just entering this contest is the win. And so having gone and made a couple things, and that love that came because of it, man, like, I can't even, like, overwhelmed, humbled, like, just grateful for where I am, and grateful at the opportunity to go in this contest, and just feel blessed.
Hell yes. Last question. I've been seeing lately, you and Danny have been out in the streets on sessions with crazy stacked squads of skaters. I think you guys were in, I mean, you're all over the place. So what is, can you give it, let us in on any secrets? Like, something's happening, we just don't know exactly what. Why are you guys out in the streets? What are these sessions? What is going on? What's going to be next for Colin McKay?
Well, basically, I mean, that's a great question, Chris. I'm just back at Plan B, and we have an opportunity to get you know, because Plan B kind of faltered the last little while. We were over at Billabong, and when Billabong went through some tough times, that came to an end, and then I wasn't really involved. Being back involved, you know, Danny and I as kids, when we were out there, you know, we had Mike Ternansky that was the owner of Plan B when we were kids. He's at every session. He's driving things. You know, before that, Stacy Peralta doing the same thing. And the success of a company, as you guys can attest to, all the companies that we know that have been successful have leaders or a leader, someone at the top that drives it. You know, as they say, shit runs downhill, good and bad. So, you know, as owners of Plan B, Danny and I are just in a different headspace these days. And it's just like, you know, if we want to this thing to be successful, there's only one way that we're going to do this. And it's by being involved on every level, like nonstop, consistently, over and over, and showing the guys just the support that they need and the company needs to be successful. So that's what you're seeing.
That's what's happening. Oh, that is the best news ever. Hey, thank you so much, Colin, for answering. And hey, if you can, Todd and I would love to see some more tricks. I'm sure everyone else would. So why not?
Yeah, bring it. I'm working on it, guys.
I'm absolutely working on it. But other than that, Chris, I would love to take part in the Thursday morning session at Poods this week.
Oh yeah, we'll be there. We'll be there at 7:30 a.m.
I will see you there, my man. Thanks for having me on, you guys.
Later, Colin.
Hell yeah.
See you guys. Have a good one.
Thanks. That was the best call ever.
That was cool. And
Colin McKay, comeback kid.
Shit, Colin was like that, basically brought street skating to vert.
Yeah.
You know, flip in, flip outs, all kinds of crazy stuff. You want to get blown away, just watch any of the old DC videos or Plan B videos.
What was the video that he skated to the Steve Miller Band song was Questionable?
Questionable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Serenade. Yeah. Oh my, I just got chills thinking about that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's done after you talk to Colin McKay, an absolute legend, you get that positivity and that vibe from him. I mean, the rest of my news is kind of stupid.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
Do you have any other news?
Our friend Stan was on the bomb hole.
Oh, wait. Is this,
so shout out. Snow news is brought to you by K2 Snowboarding.
All right, thank you.
And, you know, like I said, after you talk to Colin McKay, it's like, you know, what Sean White's dating an actress.
Blowing the bomb hole. Like, maybe we...
Don't blow the bomb hole?
No, the bomb hole's cool.
They're great. It's a snowboarding podcast.
It's great. You should...
We are action sports podcast.
But listen to us and then...
Listen to us first.
First.
That's fine.
Yeah.
We like Stan.
Don't listen to the bomb hole first because it's way
better. No. What's different? It's just different.
Anyway.
Sean White's back in the news. He's dating an actress who's on The Vampire Diaries.
Really?
Yeah. Now that I think about it.
Is that a show?
So his hair's not red anymore. No. When you get bit by a vampire.
What?
And you're a redhead.
Dude.
And they drink your blood, your hair turns blonde. Have you ever even thought about that?
What are you talking about?
You've never thought about that?
No.
Vampire Diaries. CW.
He's been snowboarding up at Mount Hood. There's been a lot of action up there at Mount Hood.
So we do have snow news.
Well, kind of. I mean, it's like people are going to Oregon to go snowboarding.
People are snowboarding.
Yeah.
That's the news.
And, all the hot shots are up there trying to keep themselves tuned up.
Yeah.
I know the Burton squad's been up there.
I talked to Brock Crouch's father
for
the update, and he said that they've just been riding their asses off.
Hey, how weird is this that, like, that Sean's just not on Burton anymore.
Wait, what?
You didn't know that?
No.
No, they fucking, they didn't re-sign him after he won the gold medal.
When?
Like, years ago.
Wait, he hasn't been on Burton in years?
No.
Huh.
I think he's riding Burton boards, but he's not on Burton.
He's just buying boards.
I think he's probably getting boards.
They're like $600, right?
Wow.
Is he okay?
I mean, we can give you like a code, like a discount code, but like, I don't know, like whatever you can do,
$100
really.
Off, free shipping? Wow.
Isn't that weird, though?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Because I saw his posts, and they're all thanking Burton.
Well, I mean, they're responsible for a lot of his, like, career.
Yeah.
But it's just weird. Like, it's just... And I know Chloe Kim kind of got... She's not on Burton either.
Really?
Yeah, isn't that weird? I think, actually, she's riding for Roxy, maybe. I don't know. She was on Roxy stuff. But at any rate...
Hey, you know what? You know what they say? They make the cuts from the top. That's why you always want to be mid-management. You don't want to be the manager.
Why?
You want to be the vice president.
Why?
Because they're going to always fire the president or the main manager. You want to be the middle guy.
Wait, what are you talking about? Oh, because the guy...
That's what I'm saying. Chloe Kim and Shaun White, right? They're the top of the totem pole.
Right.
And that's what's going to get cut first because they probably make the most money out of anybody.
So you always want to just put in like...
80%.
A C
yeah.
plus a
coast.
Effort.
Kids, listen. Go for C's. Blend in. Don't stand out.
Don't stand out.
Be yourself, but not too much yourself.
No. Be somebody else.
Exactly.
You can't be yourself.
Don't dress how you want to dress.
Be Chuck Norris.
Exactly. What do you have anything else for snow news?
I don't think I do.
Yeah.
It's fucking summer.
It's, I mean, it's 95 degrees in this
really
show
warm.
Right now.
It's hard for me to think about snowboarding, but I mean, it's where if you want more snow news, we are going to be doing a Dew Tour Live this Friday.
Oh, yeah.
With a snow-centric episode.
The big snow show,
from
too.
From Mount Hood. I think...
We're going to Mount Hood.
Danny Cass might be on. We should probably call him.
We're going
point.
To Mount Hood.
We're going
to...
Well, not really.
Let's call Danny Cass next week.
All right. Call him.
One legend at a time.
I know.
Jeez.
Stand back.
Nerd News is brought to you by Panikin Coffee and Tea, which and who we love. Mm-hmm. The nerdiest news of the week. I mean, Kanye West running for president.
Oh,
and,
my...
But listen.
What?
It's like, was it shocking? Is it weird? No. Is it totally normal? Yeah. Might he win? Maybe. Who knows? Who cares? Like, if Kanye West is president, how is that going to affect you, Todd?
I'm sure.
Other than the whole world thinking you are an idiot.
I don't know.
I think a lot of people, and I don't want to get all political here, I think a lot of people voted for Donald Trump kind of as a joke, mm-hmm. like an ironic vote.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope those people don't think it's going to be funny to vote for Kanye West. And do you think Kanye West is doing this as a ploy
yes.
to take those middle voters away from Joe Biden and give them to Donald?
I think he's got like an album coming out or something.
Oh, yeah?
I feel like it's like a...
I'm not going to listen to it.
It's a thing. He's kind of...
I'm not going to listen to it.
After the Taylor Swift incident, like, I fucking just wrote him off as a human being.
Yeah.
Remember that shit?
That was not very nice.
No.
But you know what happened after that? I was really hammered at the New York Surf Film Festival.
And you did the same thing?
I did the same thing 4 times.
You just kept going up and taking
it? I kept going up. First time was funny. People thought it was really hilarious. Second time, they're like, okay, you know, we get it.
Yeah.
Third time, they asked me to stop. Fourth time, they asked me to leave. That's how I got kicked out and banned from the New York Surf Film Festival.
Wow, there you go.
And hence, one of the litany of reasons I don't drink.
There you go.
No, so no, what'd you call him?
What?
Halle Berry's? Christopher Walkapinos?
No.
Margaritas?
They're jalapeno. You use the jalapeno and strawberries. They're called Halle
Berry. Okay, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. What do you have for nerd news?
I've been watching Baskets
what
lately.
Is that?
It's an older show. Mm. It's Zach Galifianakis as a sad clown. From
Oh, yes. I've heard about this.
It's really funny and really depressing at the same time. Mm.
Is it as depressing as Shakes the Clown? You remember that movie?
Yeah.
Shakes the Clown was good.
It's pretty depressing. It's pretty entertaining, though. About to start. Oh, we started watching a They Come in the Dark. Or it's like a documentary about Meredith Sellinger, Patton Oswalt's ex-wife. She mm-hmm. hunted down and found the Garden State Killer.
Wow.
It's gnarly.
Did you guys...
Documentary style, real shit.
Did you start watching that series that I gave your
yes.
girl?
Yes,
it's
we
fucking
did.
Good,
it's,
right?
What's it called again?
I'm so not into this.
I'm not okay with this.
I'm not okay with this, yeah.
Amazing.
It's really good,
it's
right?
really good. Yeah. It's like... Stranger Things, a little darker,
kinda
a little
it,
bit.
Like It,
yeah.
Stranger Things, kind of weird. Yeah. Liked it.
I mean, the quest to find new stuff to watch. There's some new stuff coming on HBO, just nothing's quite grabbing us.
I guess, I mean...
Oh, new Curb Your Enthusiasm?
I heard.
But that's probably a year off.
But here's something that's kind of come out, is that, well, Tom Hanks, there was like a big movie that was supposed to come out in the theaters.
Okay.
And it's coming out online now with Tom Hanks. It's like a World War II with Tom Hanks.
Okay.
I forget what it's about. But I think we're starting to see the studios at this point they don't have a choice.
Yeah.
There is not going to be any movies anytime soon that anyone's going to flock to go see.
Yeah. Well, we've been... So, my kids and I and my lady have been hitting the beach hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like if you hit the beach hard, you earned the right to watch movies on sunny days. Because usually I feel guilty if I'm watching TV on a sunny day like today.
But if you're zorched...
Exactly. So we started, we watched, we're now kind of going back and forth between the Iron Man films and Pirates of the Caribbean films.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because my kids have never seen it. So I get to watch them all over again.
They haven't
seen like Avengers and all that, but they've never seen Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, wow.
So we're back.
They like it?
Yeah, they're so hyped on it.
That's rad.
So that's really been fun. My son, 11-year-old, caught the best wave I've ever seen him ride yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, they paddle like halfway out on bigger days,
mm-hmm.
fully caught it in the pocket, rode down the line. I was like crying on the beach. It was so good. Yeah. So that's kind of my nerd news brought to you by Panikin Coffee and Tea. We've got a couple questions, though.
Okay, let's go to the questions.
Questions are brought to you by Panikin. By Beneath Apparel.
Beneath.
BN3TH, at BN3TH. Okay.
What we got?
That's not it. Did you see
what?
What is your feeling about when I put out that Photoshop challenge? Were you a little like, "What are you doing?
Look,
this is my thing."
No,
on my Instagram.
Well, after looking at all of them, there wasn't really any strong ones in there.
Okay, I got another batch coming out later.
You do?
I just want to make sure your feelings are okay.
Are they bringing heat?
There's some okay ones.
Because there's some that are just like cutting. Like there's no effort going in there.
Well, you're really good at it. You set the bar.
Right.
So you got to feel good about the bar
that
you set.
That's what I'm talking about.
You win every time. I got a message from this guy.
What'd he say?
He said, his name is Russell. He's coming at us from Arkansas. I'm a 30-year-old kook in Arkansas. I'm 6 feet tall, 235.
Okay.
More fat than muscle.
Right.
I'm a high school English teacher, part-time furniture maker. I served for the first time in 2016. He wants to move to San Diego and surf every chance he gets. You got tips for exercising in a landlocked state to get more surfing fit? I would say...
It's kind of a weird one. Like, you can go to the gym. I feel like you can go to the gym and work on your shoulders and upper body.
Right.
But it doesn't do anything. Like, I've seen people that are super fit get in the water, and it doesn't matter.
Go yeah.
Swim.
I honestly paddle in rivers... Like
yeah, or just
if you really want, I can't believe I just thought of this.
What's that?
If you're in Arkansas,
yeah,
and you have a river close to you,
yes,
get in the river safely, paddle upstream,
yes,
for 20 minutes at a time. If there's a stationary wave by you, a wave pool, of course, there's one in Tennessee. I don't know where that is in relation to Arkansas. Is that close? Is it like from here to Phoenix, Arizona?
You can hang yourself.
I don't know.
Okay,
so.
But yeah, like paddle in a pool or just
paddle
back and
pool.
Forth in a pool. I think, I mean, because you really, you and I have both seen people that are like, I want to learn how to surf. And they're like really fit people.
And yeah. And you're just like,
but
don't.
Being surf fit and being fit are two completely different things.
You can go to Taylor Knox's Instagram page. You can, it's paddling, it's swimming, it's that. Yeah. That's the only thing that's going to really do it. But good luck. I hope to see you out in the water. If you do come to California, HMU or go to Adventure.io and set up an adventure. We'll take you surfing. Canon Owens from Simple Drone.
Okay.
What if any format changes would you like to see when the WSL starts up again?
Mm.
We talked a lot about this last week or with Jimmy Wilson. I mean, I think the changes that they brought up that we'll potentially see in 2021, I think that's enough for now.
Mm-hmm.
I like the idea of the Super Bowl surf off, you know, to get the champion.
I like the thought of like you keep like you're cutting it down, and then the last event of the year for the world champ isn't there's like you know only 15 people.
Yeah, well, that's what it's probably going to be.
Right,
16
and it's,
or
and
something.
It's more flexible, and you have like a bigger window.
Yeah.
To get it done, best of the best.
I one big thing that I don't really care about is those non-elimination seeding rounds.
Yeah, it's fun to watch people surf,
but
it's also like
a lot of times
it's a warm up.
Yeah, and I feel like they do this in skate contests a lot. and WSL could save some money this mm-hmm. way is mm-hmm. you just film the opening three rounds.
Yep.
Film everything. Make really good highlight videos.
Yep.
And that way, when we're talking about a heat in the water and there's a lull or between heats or a break,
mm-hmm.
here's the action from round one. Here's the best scores from round one.
I also think that it'd be cool if the WSL did a best maneuver of the event.
I like when they do
and
that.
And that was like a prize.
Every once in a while, there's like the Swatch wave of the day. You know?
But like I think that's legit, because if you're down in the points and you know you're not going to make that heat, there's still something motivating for you. Like say okay, so it's a two-man elimination. Kelly's running away with this heat.
Yeah,
you've got one score. You got 5 minutes left. You're not going to get, you know, you're comboed.
But you do a big flip. But and you can get $5,000.
Right. Yeah. I think that's cool.
I like that. Adding a best trick element to it.
Mm-hmm.
This is a good one. This is an old friend, Josh Garber, aka Narbitron. This is a serious question for you, Todd.
Okay. For me?
Or for both of us. Right. Is Wu-Tang Clan something to fuck with?
Wu-Tang is for the children.
So you don't listen to Wu-Tang anymore?
I listen to Wu-Tang.
Okay, so you fuck with them.
Yeah.
I fuck heavy with them.
Do you know?
And Narbitron rules.
Wugazi is the fucking best.
It's
thing
still
ever.
The best.
It is really the best.
This is a friend of mine that I used to work with at the WSL and live events, and I would show up with WuWare, mm-hmm. and every time he'd go, "Oh, that shirt is, you know, you wear WuWare,
dude." You
get.
You want to hear a Wu Tang story?
Yeah.
Okay, so we went and we were doing this scaffolding air jump at the MTV Sports and Music Festival,
okay,
in Austin, Texas. And this is like in like 98 or 99.
Okay.
And during the event, so Wu-Tang's playing, right?
Yep.
Sean Sheffy runs up on
They're
stage.
They're playing live.
They're playing live. And just fucking grabs the mic out of, I forget who was singing at that point.
Don't tell me Ghostface.
It may have been Ghostface.
Gnarly.
Grabs the mic. I'm going to say Ghostface.
Okay.
Grabs the mic and just starts, you know, singing the song. And the fucking whole clan spills out on stage. And like, Sheffy's like fighting the Wu-Tang Clan.
On stage.
Yes.
So he really fucks with them.
He fucks with Wu-Tang.
In a different way.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
That was insane.
I got a question here from New Greens. One of our sponsors, keeping us minted.
20% off if you enter Mass.
Yes. 20. M-A-S-S.
Mass 20.
20.
In the checkout.
Question.
What's that?
4th of July ghetto bird antics, propaganda or patriotism, or just kind of the same?
Oh, you
Signed,
mean,
confused.
Because we had a helicopter fly by.
Playing.
Really fucking loud. Yeah. Really loud.
I thought it was weird propaganda for a minute, and then I'm like, you know what? It just
cares.
Flew by. Yeah, who cares?
It would have been cooler if it was like
Star Wars.
A helicopter.
Star Wars theme song?
No, doing Flight of the Valkyries.
See, that would have been tight.
Yeah.
I just watched Apocalypse Now last week.
It's a really good movie.
You think?
You know, they're talking about redoing it.
Why?
I don't know why you would redo Apocalypse Now.
Don't.
Yeah,
make it a new one.
Apocalypse Now.
No, it's perfect. It is the perfect movie. Every iteration they've done of it is perfect.
You know what?
The making of Apocalypse Now, Heart of Darkness documentary, is perfect.
My favorite part about Apocalypse Now is like you don't really like the movie's already good, but you don't really get into the movie. Like the plot doesn't really reveal itself until finally he arrives in Vietnam, and it's after the surfing part.
Yeah.
That's when they start, like...
Once they get past the...
Right.
Yeah. Great question.
Full Metal Jacket's really good, too. Totally underrated. No, actually, it's not underrated at all.
It's rated that movie's pretty high. Great. It's a classic.
Yeah.
Stanley Kubrick?
Yes.
There's a little bit of a cinemaphile over here. That's a Stanley Kubrick. Yeah. Have you seen Full Metal Jacket? It's a Kubrick. I mean, it is so Kubrick.
Mm. It's just so Kubrick.
It is so Kubrick. I mean, it gets me every time. This is from Jeremy Arena. Should ski resorts open this winter if COVID still has a strong presence?
I think that there can be things, measures put in place to open up. I think concessions are going to be really hard in the lodge, you know, but I think everyone's pretty masked up. and goggled up and gloved up, so I don't really see what the problem is.
Yeah. I say open, but what do I know? Just a caveman.
Some people, scientists unfroze me.
I'm just a guy who thinks that Apocalypse Now is a great film. I mean, I'm weird that way, you know? I also like Ghostbusters. Like, I'm sorry, I'm a nerd.
There was
a
point in time when I watched Ghostbusters 2 every day.
You know, I'm just like so... I'm just such a music nerd. Like, I love the Beatles, you know? And I know that makes me unique and weird that I love the Beatles because, you know, they're like an indie band, really.
Pretty underground, yeah.
They're old. Mm. Like, a lot of people don't know about them.
Mm-hmm.
But I found them.
You like the Beatles?
I found them like 2 years ago. Mm. In a discount rack on tape.
Do people still listen to Jack Johnson?
Yeah.
They do?
Yeah.
Like who?
Did you get invited to a barbecue over the weekend?
No.
Then you didn't hear it.
Really?
Everyone else had a barbecue and they were listening to
Jack
Johnson.
It's still that heavily on rotation.
Yeah. It just, you know what it is? It's just music that makes people happy.
Is it though?
It is.
It kind of brings out violent tendencies in me.
In you?
Yeah. If I hear bubbly toes, I want to fucking murder somebody.
Well... And I think you have, that's your problem. That's not Jack's problem.
Mm.
I actually had a conversation with Jack Johnson one time. And I said, do you ever just want to like grab an electric guitar and freaking wail?
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, yeah, but I kind of just want to make music for barbecues.
Mm.
And I go, that is the, you couldn't have answered that question any better. It's just perfect.
Barbecue music.
Yeah. So with that, another great episode of the Monday Mass.
Wow. Go and barbecue, everybody. And
you know what?
And shout out to Mike Nelson, who said that we have hit our stride. I don't know if we've hit our stride in this episode.
Todd just put his glasses back on. He's ready to go back to the beach.
But anyway, dude, if I go back to the beach, my face may come off.
Remember our old sponsor, Active Skin Repair?
Right.
Get involved. I got some left.
You do?
Yeah. We might have to get him back.
Dear NanoCraft CBD, we need a fat delivery.
Okay. I am on it. Right now. Sick. All right. Thanks for listening. We love you. Hope you had a great 4th.
We'll talk to you next week. And if you want more of us,
yes,
you can tune in to Do Tour Live this Friday, and we're going to do a snow show.
And World Surf Weekly is out now.
Mm-hmm.
Todd's not on it, unfortunately. Someday. So check it all out.
Still haven't finished Last of Us 2. I'm savoring it.
Bye.
Okay, goodbye.